All nations in the European Union now allow divorce after Malta's parliament yesterday voted in favor of legislation. The bill was passed in parliament after nearly 53% of voters said yes to divorce in a referendum on May 28th. The vote was a blow to the ruling Nationalist Party, which had opposed divorce ahead of the referendum. The law takes effect in October after Malta's president signs it. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Marthez Borge, who is vice president of the Cana Movement, a voluntary organization within the Catholic Church of Malta that promotes family life. She says their challenge now is to work harder to build stronger marriages.
What does this mean, do you think, for Malta?
It depends, because it doesn't mean the same for all Malta, unfortunately. But for us who really believe in marriage, it's quite a tragedy as such, because we believe that it is not a solution. It is not a solution to those people who are suffering because they are separated. It's not a solution for children. It doesn't bring about anything that is good. It can only harm families further.
Your organization works for the promotion of family life. Perhaps you could talk to us a bit about what your organization does, what projects it's involved in.
Yes, our organization has been around in Malta for the past 55 years. And during these years, we have always tried to update ourselves according to the needs of the Maltese families. We started off with marriage counseling and also meetings for married couples and for engaged couples too. Engaged couples who are preparing to get married. And that is what we are mostly known for here in Malta, for marriage preparation courses. But besides that, and besides counseling, we even have support groups for breastfeeding mothers, parents who don't have children. It's a wanting and waiting group for tiny infants, parent support group for those who have premature babies. We have a lot of support groups also in Ghana. But our main aim as such is to help the family, to help couples before they are married, and then to help them even after they are married. We sort of try to walk with them along their married life.
Coming back to the passing of this law, it's passed now. There's not a lot that can be done at this point. Therefore, what do you think, what are your challenges now as a group, as a movement?
Yes, as a movement, what we feel our greatest challenge is now is preparation, because we can't do anything about it, as you have said, because the divorce bill is passing, and so we have decided and we are working on preparation for engaged couples. We are seeing that maybe we have to add something which we didn't have before. Besides the fact that maybe they need a deeper preparation and maybe we can try to give it to them, even though Kana can't work alone on this, we also feel that they should also be spiritually helped. They should be involved spiritually between them also. They should have that spiritual touch, because for you to have a strong marriage, for you to go into a marriage which you are saying yes and forever, and that is what we still believe, because we are a group within the church. You have to be spiritually prepared too. It's not just the materialistic things in marriage.
With regard to, again, the passing of this legislation, do we know what it actually entails in the sense of how easy or hard it will be to get a divorce?
Yes. It would be, I mean, I don't think that as it is, mind you, they are still amending, yeah, because even the way it was proposed when we went to the referendum, now, while they are in the committee stage, they have changed a few things around, and they are trying to make it as friendly, let's call it friendly, because I still think that it is not friendly at all for the family, but they are trying to make make it a bit better and they are trying to do better. It's for the sake of those who are going to be involved. And as such, they can only, couples can only get a divorce after 4 years of separation, and even after 4 years in which they have to try to make their marriage work. So if they try to make the marriage work and nothing happens and 4 years go by, then they can get a divorce. And if it's going to be a no-fault divorce, then that would make it easy. What I feel would be important is that I feel that together, not just the Ghana movement, but also the church in Malta, I feel that we were kind of let down, that we felt that maybe we have not done enough or maybe we should be doing enough. So this is what our aim should be now, that we pull the rope together and try as much as possible to work at preparing strong families, at having marriage as the institution it was once, you know, as presenting it as an institution and as something that when you are going in for marriage, you know that you are going in for something that is tied, that is a bond, and it is tied by a sacrament, and that is not just man and woman, but it's also with God in our midst.